Hello, little cock gobbler. I hope you had a good holiday. I hope the stuffing was all you'd hoped it would be. Or do you call it dressing where you come from? I've always found that for little sissies like you, dressing and stuffing go together. I'm sorry you haven't heard from me for a while. I've been a little sick. Well, arguably, I've always been a little bit sick. But I was also a little ill. And I, your poor Mistress Shayna, didn't get to have her traditional Thanksgiving Day fuck. Oh. On the bright side, there's plenty of, stuffing left over for you, pet. You don't mind my leftovers now, do you? Oh, so nice and tasty. Couldn't you just gobble it up? And of course, I am talking about that nice, big, fat, thick cock that I am so very grateful for. You want to have a taste of it, don't you, pet? I tell you what. Until I get better. Until I get better, why don't you just take care of that cock for me? It might be a very long time. I think you're gonna have to swallow that cock for me, because clearly I'm still too sick to do it. At you. Go on now, pet. Open wide. I'll tell you what to do. You can practice. You can practice on a dildo. You can practice on some rando cock you pick up at a bar. Or a glory hole. You be nice and well practiced, and I'll let you have my Thanksgiving leftovers. I'll let you have my very sloppy seconds. Nice and juicy. Maybe even a little wet with Mistress's pussy juice. You'd like that, wouldn't you? If I just couldn't finish. If I was just too stuffed to finish. You'll have to practice running your tongue around the head. Swirling the tip of your tongue right around the ridge. And then up that little crest. And poke your tongue right in that hole. In and out. And then swirling your tongue around again. Wet those lips. And just put them on the head. While you run your tongue around it, give it a nice slurpy kiss. Suck at the tip as if it were a popsicle. And then, don't forget to catch the drip. Run your tongue up along the length of it, from the bottom up, one side and then the next. And then bring your mouth down wet, so wet. Bring it down over that big, fat, hard, juicy fucking cock. You can do that now, can't you? I'm pretty certain you can. And when you've got that big, fat, swollen head in your mouth. I want you to suck. Suck lower and lower. Bring your mouth back up. Wet your lips. I want them slick and wet. And then bring your mouth back down again. All the way down. Oh, it might be hard at first. You have to keep wetting your lips and going back down. But when it starts to hit the back of your throat, your mouth will water. Your mouth will water to make it easier. Like a pussy that gets wet when it's fingered. Your mouth has a way of preparing itself to be just fucked. Sink down onto your knees, pet. Be a good puppet. And kneel to worship that cock. While my lover points his cock down. And slips it into your throat. I want your head all the way back. I want your chin up. I want to see your throat bulge as he slides his cock into your mouth. A little deeper each time. Until his balls hit your chin. Until you can feel his heavy, warm sack bouncing on your chin as he fucks your mouth. You do want him to fuck your mouth now, don't you, pet? You want him to give that big fat cock into your whore mouth. You want him to fuck your face like a cunt. Don't you, you little sissy fuck toy. Straddle his foot if you can. And hump to show your appreciation. Thrust against his shin. Like the cock-hungry little whore. As he leans over you. Even bending you back. So that he can fuck your face hard. Getting right on top of you. Missionary for a face fucking position. With you underneath him. And him just on top of your chest and fucking your face. All you can see is cock. And his stomach, and his chest, and then looking up, you can see him so high above you. So masculine and so powerful. Filling your senses, he's all you can see, he's all you can hear, he's all you can feel, and smell, and taste. Surrounding you and filling you. That's what a real man looks like, pet. That's what an actual man is, puppet, not a little sissy fuckface toy taking a cock like a bitch on the bed, on the floor, on the couch, on the bathroom floor. Right next to the glory hole. That's what a real man looks like. Surrounding you. Filling your senses and filling your throat. That's what a real cock looks like. As you smell and taste and gag against his cock. That's everything that you're not. Wasn't it nice of me to save you some of my leftovers? Isn't it nice of me, faggot? Isn't it nice of me, you little sissy bitch? Isn't it nice of me, you little fuck-faced cock toy? Go on. Show your appreciation. Show how much you love it. Squeeze a little clitty cock while you take his cock in your throat. Rub it, squeeze it if you're lucky. If you're really lucky, maybe you'll draw his attention to all that fucking furious frigging you're doing down between your legs. Maybe he'll notice how you keep dipping your fucking finger into that little ass cunt of yours, to that little boy cunt of yours. Maybe he'll notice. And maybe he'll slide down your body. And maybe he'll line up his cock to that tight little pucker. And maybe he'll thrust it in so fucking deep, so fucking hard, so fucking fast, that you can only gasp at the pain, at the pleasure, at the way it fucking overwhelms you. Good puppet, take that cock. Good puppet, squeeze that cock. Good puppet, rub that little clitty cock, and good puppet, make that fucking cock come. Make that fucking cock come in that cunt of yours, bitch. Make that fucking cock come in that cunt of yours. Do it. Do it, make him come. Make him come. Squeeze and strum that little clitty cock of yours. Squeeze and milk his cock. Squeeze and make him come for mistress. Make him come for mistress. You make him fucking come for mistress. Do it. Do it now. Make him come. Make him come. Make him come for mistress. Now. Otherwise, how are you and the other sissies going to have cream pie for dessert? Good girl. And happy holidays.